Bob Conrad, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What would this bill change if it is passed?
So essentially this bill, and there's some debate about how much teeth there is actually in the bill, but it would essentially allow the State Environmental Commission to oversee some aspects of franchise agreements in large populated areas of Nevada, which basically amounts to Washoe County and Clark County.
You've covered this issue for a while. What are some of the common complaints you've heard regarding the City of Reno's exclusive franchise agreement with Waste Management?
You know, in my course of covering the Reno City Council, I was kind of surprised one day when I saw that Waste Management was on the agenda, and the level of, I guess, vitriol that some people had toward them over franchise agreements really kind of took me by surprise. And I want to say that was in 2015. And since that time, I've been watching the issue fairly closely. And it turns out that these franchise agreements between these large waste hauling companies, they tend to be somewhat controversial. Obviously, cities need to have some kind of a coordinated waste management effort. But what ends up happening is that you then have private companies, according to some people, essentially doing the business of government. What's happened here in Reno is that there's been a lot of controversy about the franchise agreement and whether or not Waste Management has been living up to the requirements of the agreement. I should mention that there was a fiscal audit of Waste Management's agreement with the city that came out basically saying, yes, the company is doing what it's supposed to be doing, as well as a legal review of the franchise agreement.
Then why do concerns persist?
So the concern is that smaller waste haulers in southern Nevada and northern Nevada that do some kind of commercial recycling or other kind of waste hauling basically are kind of getting, according to critics, shut out of the market. They're accusing these larger companies of having a monopoly. And so the intent of this bill is to try to open that up and to allow these smaller waste haulers to stay in business and sort of level the playing field in terms of the marketplace.
Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much.